USA Radio News.
Three people are dead and dozens are injured after an Amtrak train derailed after hitting a dump truck in Missouri. The National Transportation Safety Board said it is launching a 14-member GO team to investigate the crash. The team is scheduled to arrive Tuesday. This comes one day after an Amtrak train collided with a car in California, killing three people. A 3-year-old boy has died after he was left in a hot car in Columbus, Georgia. Officials believe the boy had been in the car for about 2 hours and 45 minutes. This marks the 7th child to die in a hot car in the U.S. this year. This is all according to the national nonprofit KidsAndCars.org. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Facebook appears to be removing posts that provide information on mailing abortion pills and even temporarily banning users in some instances. This comes as abortion medications take center stage in the fight for abortion access. It is unclear when Facebook actually started removing the posts, but according to Motherboard by Vice, the outlet confirmed that some were taken down the same day that the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Flights continue to be canceled.
Flight cancellations are soaring with no signs of letting up. This ahead of the July 4th holiday weekend when the TSA is expecting 11 million passengers to fly. The federal government and the airlines are blaming each other for the issues. The FAA threatened action against the airlines if they can't meet consumer protection standards. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The Supreme Court is siding with a coach in a public prayer case.
The Supreme Court of the United States ruled Monday Joe Kennedy, a high school football coach in Washington State, has a constitutional right to pray at games. Joe Kennedy on Fox News.
It doesn't matter what your faith is or if you have no faith. It just proves that, you know, this is America and the First Amendment applies and nobody should have to worry about, now especially, have to worry about just because you want to thank God. You could do it now, and that's just an awesome thing for everybody.
The vote was 6-3, saying the Bremerton School District in Washington State unlawfully violated his First Amendment rights. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Federal agents armed with a search warrant descended upon John Eastman to seize his phone. Eastman, a California law professor, said in a document that half a dozen FBI agents had approached him as he was leaving a restaurant in New Mexico. Eastman said that the agents forced him to unlock his phone, giving them access to his email accounts. The warrant stated that the seized iPhone would be sent to Washington, D.C., or a federal forensic lab in North Virginia. Authorities are looking very hard into Eastman as it continues its criminal investigation into Donald Trump's final days as president. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.